Changing the game. The history of petroleum dependence is filled with unethical business practices and death. Safer, more fuel-efficient cars such as the Tucker, Ford's Edsel, and the DeLorean were largely suppressed by those in power. The old Los Angeles red car electric trolley system was put out of business by the freeway systems designed for petroleum-fueled vehicle traffic. The German inventor, Rudolf Diesel, originally designed his engine to run on organic matter, namely peanut oil. But he mysteriously died while crossing the English Channel in 1913, and today, diesel engines run on various forms of distilled petroleum. Alternative fuels derived from resources other than petroleum include ethanol, produced domestically from corn and other crops, biodiesel, made from vegetable oils and animal fats, natural gas and propane, which produce less pollution, and hydrogen, which produces no pollution. Other countries have made smart investments in sustainable transportation. In 2014, Japan celebrated 50 years of high-speed railroad, with trains traveling more than 200 miles per hour. China built 5,000 miles of high-speed rail in only 6 years. In the U.S., there is just one single high-speed rail line between Boston and Washington, D.C., with another planned for the year 2025. Apparently, someone wants us to drive on those interstate highways using all the gasoline we can afford. The wholesale practice of fracking without adequate and independent studies of its impact on human health and water supplies is negligent and dangerous. Many states today are questioning the use of fracking, and many other nations have enacted moratoriums on fracking or even banned it outright. These countries include Canada, France, Germany, South Africa, Argentina, Ireland, Switzerland, and the Czech Republic. An informed citizenry must demand a more stringent review of fracking and its consequences to avoid future catastrophes from earthquakes and despoiled water. Environmental degradation will continue until we invest in alternative energy. Thoughtful and concerted demands for safer and low-pollution technologies must increase until we can break the stranglehold the oil and gas industry holds over public policy.